I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Cavs general manager joining us right now on the hotline. Kobe, welcome to Baskin and Phelps. Good to have you with us, and thanks for the time.
Thanks, Kobe.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, it's a little less hectic right now, so you picked a good time to talk.
Did you go through more than one cell phone? Did that thing fry out, Kobe, or what?
No, but I had my charger handy, and had a good group of guys with me in the front office helping me also make other phone calls that need to be made and keeping my head focused on the task at hand.
Kobe Altman joining us. Kobe, your first impression of your team after the trade from what you saw against Boston on Sunday?
First, in terms of what we wanted to address, I thought we did. And I wanted to see more energy. I wanted to see more enthusiasm, a life to the team that was missing. And I wanted to see us having fun again. I mean, that's been Cavaliers basketball the last 3.5 years, and that was missing. And so, obviously I'm excited about the new pieces, the young pieces, the experience of a George Hill and some of the cornerstone pieces that we have, coming in that will be with us for the foreseeable future. I was just excited to see these guys having fun again, and I'm sure it was exciting for you guys to watch as well.
Kobe, I'm curious, what was it like to be in your chair on deadline day and just how everything was flying? Or was everything kind of, I'm sure you probably talked to these teams before a little bit about what you wanted to do, but, or was it just chaos? I mean, what was it like to be sitting in your chair that day?
Well, you start planting seeds way earlier than deadline day. If you start deadline day, you'll be missing out.
Right.
So as you go over the course of the season, you start to figure out what you want to address. Certainly athleticism, youth, and defense were always things that we were concerned about. And then just, again, like I talked about, sort of the lack of energy and the fit just wasn't working right. And so that sort of sped up our process a little bit more when we really started to realize that this wasn't working. And so all the work that you do over the course of the season, searching out clues, investigating other situations, figure out who can be on the market, and figure out who can help your team really put some wind in your sails. And that's when we sort of figured out, okay, let's pursue this one pretty aggressively. And if I do this one, I probably need to do this one. And so that's how it sort of laid out.
Kobe, it's interesting to me that you so readily said this wasn't working out, not just talking to us right now, but the minute you started talking after the trades were all done. And you obviously made the moves beforehand thinking it would work out. And Jay Crowder has said it since he's been traded. Dwayne Wade has said it. Hey, we had some great guys there. It just wasn't working. Are you surprised it didn't work, and why do you think it didn't?
Well, I mean, Jeff, you understand this better than anybody. We were all excited about coming into the season. We thought we were deeper. We certainly had a very good level of talent. And, we thought that we had a good group of guys, and for sure we did. But chemistry is something you don't know until you put it on the floor. And for some reason, and I don't know what it was, it just didn't work. That was on me, and I had to look myself in the mirror and say, hey, you can't make this thing happen. Of course I wanted it to work. Of course I wanted everything to be successful. But, I realized that we had a chance with the players we had on our team, the value that they had, that I get a chance to shuffle the deck and bring in some youthful pieces that we're all really excited about.
Kobe, I know there's no time to sit back and realize a little bit of what you're doing on that day, on trade deadline day when everything's going down. But when you're in the position of trying to make that many deals so fast, do you kind of harken back on days with Griff or days when you first got started where you saw somebody else in the chair and how they handled it and what they did to try to make things happen in maybe the succession that you wanted it to?
Well, you want to keep your composure. I think everyone in the building is looking to you for leadership, especially in the time that we were going through, in terms of the losses, in terms of how people felt in the building. And I always try to channel my inner Griff. Griffin, David Griffin, one of my best friends and a terrific mentor of mine and a deal maker. But, you know, for us, I think that, you know, when you find trade partners, you're trying to satisfy motivations on each side. And so that was our goal. You know, our goal was to come into this and understand what people need. And what people are looking for, and we addressed that, and at the same time, we pulled the value out that we wanted, and we were able to pull out some players we're very excited about for now and into the future.
Kobe Altman joining us, Cavaliers general manager. Kobe, including the game Sunday against Boston, 28 games until the end of the regular season, and clearly that's a challenge. There's a short period of time to get four new guys acclimated. And I went back and looked at the only other time a team traded six players at the trade deadline, and it was the Cavs in 2008 when Danny Ferry was GM and Delonte and Joe Smith, Ben Wallace, Wally Szczerbiak came in. 27 games, that team went 14-13 the rest of the way, but then got into the playoffs, beat the Wizards in the first round, took the Celtics that eventually won the NBA championship to seven games in the second round. Do you think that the team can pull it together and become the competitive team that you're looking for in a very short period of time?
It's going to be difficult. There's certainly going to be a transition period for everybody. What was really cool about this deal, and I'm not going to say, I mean, everybody put a lot of energy into this season. We knew the stakes. Everyone was disappointed with what we were doing on the floor in terms of expectation. And now you see a renewed sense of energy in everybody. So not just the front office, not just the players, but the coaching staff. And what's really unique about this opportunity is we're bringing young guys in that want to be coached. And so now you see the coaching staff really engaging these young guys to reteach them. And that's good. I mean, that's a good thing. Let's learn sort of our habits again. Let's relearn our schemes. Let's put in some new stuff that we can use with these new guys. And it's almost like a new training camp, if you will. And it will be for sure when we get back from All-Star break. And so I'm excited about that. I think in large part, we want these guys to come in and play sort of the roles that they played before. And so nothing crazy new, not putting them in difficult positions. Just come in and do what you do and let LeBron lead this thing home. So we'll see how it works out. I know it's going to be difficult at times because of all the new faces, but these guys were brought in for a reason, and we want them to play their roles.
Kobe, you did some impressive things, some bold moves. You changed the roster. You brought in some different type of talent, and you kept the Brooklyn pick. And that pick now is two games away from being the absolute worst record in the NBA. A long way to go.
Are you going to knock on some wood over there?
Kobe, we're doing it every day.
Hit me in the head,
every
Jeff.
Day.
Ouch.
Hey, if that pick's a top five, top six pick, you're going to get a possible impact player. How excited are you that you were able to pull this off while hanging on to that pick looking forward?
It's really important. I think there's a lot to be said. I mean, a lot of speculation on when we move the pick or what the case may be with that. Is it untouchable? It's never untouchable. We just didn't have an opportunity to move it for something that we thought was going to really transform us or be a piece that we thought was going to put us over the top. It's really actually really hard to root against those guys.
Sure.
Sean Marks is an excellent GM, and I've known him for a long time. And then, Jeff, as you know, Trajan Langdon was with the organization for a short period. Yeah. And we became really good friends, and I root for those guys. Not to mention, I'm from Brooklyn. I'm like, just be bad for one season, then you guys can make a jump. But we certainly watch that, like the stock market, like you guys do. Yeah. But regardless, I think the overall thought process of when we made these deals, you know, sort of the underrated part about doing that is also our rookie Jetty Osmond gets to play, and you know, that's a huge part of all of it because you've seen his evolution. You've seen what he brings in terms of the energy and sort of his attitude. And that's what we want to be about. We want our culture to be about that. He embodies that. And so you add him to the mix with these new young guys, and now we're going to add hopefully a really, really good player in the draft. And we just think we have a very healthy, sustainable franchise moving forward.
Kobe, we want to thank you for your time, but also want to just kind of notice for a second, especially while all the trades were going on, what's going on with Dan Gilbert and his family and with Nick having brain surgery, major brain surgery. So we just want to let you know that, you know, we're thinking about the Gilbert family and we're definitely thinking about Nick right now and sending him good thoughts. So if you could pass those wishes along.
Absolutely. Nick also, when you talk about attitude, every time I've been around that guy, he's had the incredible, positive, jubilant attitude. He's never had a bad day in his life. And you think about what he's gone through his entire life and the battles he's had to go through. He's an inspiration to us all. So I really appreciate you bringing that up to us. You know, Dan and his family, he's just and it's an incredible family. And our thoughts are all with Nick.
Kobe, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Kobe.
Thank you, guys.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.